Well, praise the Lord. I tell you what, I had a good time with this sermon. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, let's just go ahead and go there. About 4:30 this morning, I finally figured out this was what God wants me to give. So I'm going to give it. I cut it off about 12 o'clock. I spent all day trying to, what does the Lord want me to give? And about 12 o'clock last night, I said, forget it. I'm going to go to bed, just set the alarm for 3 o'clock, and I'll get up. So I get up at 3 o'clock, and I should have stayed up, you know. That's what you say to yourself. But about 4:30, I felt like this was good. This is what needs to be shared. And let's read in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13. It says, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. Let me read it one more time now. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, he cannot deny himself. You know, as I was thinking about this verse, you got a problem if you can't believe God. You've got a definite problem. For a Christian, or either someone is not saved, and they can't trust God, they have a definite problem in their life. And the scripture said, it says, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. I was going over this, and I thought, what is the problem? What's the problem with a Christian
who can't believe God?
What's the problem with a Christian who can't deal with God in the situation they're in? A Christian who can't trust God for whatever situation they're in. Regardless of how you like it or not, the fact is you're in your situation, and you've got to deal with it. You know, that's what I'd like just to hit today, is I don't want to deal with or go in the fact is what God can do for you, because God may do something mighty work in your life, and he may not. We've got people here who are sick, in bed, in hospitals, and you know, God may not raise them up. But the fact is, God is faithful, and God's going to deal in the situation. And the best thing for you and I for to do is just to believe God.
Amen.
You know, that's the choice. There's people here this morning who've got problems that you don't have. Definite problems. And they need an answer. They want a way out, and there's probably no way out. And the fact is, God's going to be faithful to you. If you believe not, the Bible says he yet healed by it faithful. And so that's what I want to just look at this morning. First thing I want to look at is just with the Christian about trusting God. See, we got a problem, and we inherited it from Adam. It's called a sin problem. And the only way,
I don't like these things,
the only way for us to deal with this thing is to confess sin. To confess sin. And I want to go to 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. It says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Now,
the fact is, I don't ever like to come to this point. I don't want to have to come to God and confess my sin. My sin's not pleasing in the eyes of God. Your sin's not pleasing in the eyes of God. And I really don't enjoy having to get down on my knees. And I look back and say, Lord, I shouldn't have done that. And I'm grieved about it. I'm not happy about that. I've affected someone else, maybe, possibly. And I don't ever like to come to that point. But the fact is, Bible says, Ross, we have to come to that point where we confess our sin. And we come to that point. It says, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. So you come to that point. You get on your knees. You confess your sins. The problem is, a lot of people, and I bet you there are a lot in here this morning, you confess the sin, but you get up and you just don't feel like God answered. Isn't that true? You got a problem, you take it to God and you confess your sin. You go to 1 John 1:9 and you confess your sin, but the fact is, you feel like God hasn't forgiven you. Is God faithful?
Amen.
He said he is faithful and
Amen.
Just to forgive us of our sins. I think there's a problem, and the problem isn't with God. He says, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. So the best way to figure out if we got confusion in our life is just to figure out God's right. And I'm wrong. I mean, that knocks it down a real whole bunch. That's 50% just knocked out. It's me. And if we go to that, we'd be a lot better off. But over in 1 John chapter 4, chapter 3, verse 20. 1 John 3:20. Here's a man who confessed his sin, but it says, verse 20, for if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. You find yourself confessing your sin before God. You see, God, he's faithful. But the fact is, your heart condemns you. You ain't got no peace. That's what I found out in my life. Is I've done what I'm supposed to do, but I don't have no peace. The Bible says, verse 21, this is a person who responds by faith. Says, God, I'm just going to believe it. I don't feel like it. I'm tired of my sin. But the fact is, God, I'm going to believe you. You're faithful, Lord, and that's what I'm going to go on. He says in verse 21, beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence. I thought that was a blessing when I discovered in my life that whether my heart condemned me or not,
Amen.
Whether I felt forgiven or not, whether I saw any results of my forgiveness, I knew. And I could trust God because he abides faith. And he would forgive me. And I came to that point, and that's a blessing. And the problem is, there's probably a lot of people here today. The reason why you can't walk with the Lord, the reason why you don't believe God, and the reason why you don't think God's faithful is because you just won't trust him. You don't believe God's able to deliver you. You don't believe that God's able to forgive you. And I'd like to hammer in on that. Peter wrote over there in 2 Peter. He says, I'm always putting you guys in remembrance of these. I'd always stir up your remembrance. He says about 3 or 4 times in that chapter. Why? It's just a basic thing. But the fact is, we forget. The fact is, we deal with some wicked flesh, and we just got to deal with it day in, day out, day in, day out. So anyway, going from there, is God faithful? He is. Does God abide faithful? He does. And I was thinking over in 1 Corinthians 10:13, dealing with the situation you're in. You may, again, I want to stress again, you may not get out of the situation. Your desire to get out of the situation that you're in may not be God's way. But the fact is, we know that God's faithful. And that's what I want to emphasize today, is God is faithful in the situation you're in. And maybe you've been in that situation for 2 years. Maybe, why don't you just come to the point and realize, this is just where God wants me. And I'm going to deal with it. In 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13, it says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. You know, Paul came to a point in his life when he had first gotten saved, in fact. And let me go over this real quick to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 16. He says that, my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it be not laid to their charge. He says, notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, amen, that by me the preaching might be fully known and that all Gentiles might hear. You know, Paul came to a point in his life, he got saved. You know, the thing is, his brethren didn't hang around. In fact, you find Paul in Galatians going over to Arabia. And there God dealt with Paul out in the desert probably. And God worked on Paul. But the thing is, Paul came to a point in his life and everybody just forsook him. And he had to deal with the situation that he was in. And the fact is, he says, the Lord stood with me. And you know what I want to tell you this morning? Though it looks like maybe sometimes the brothers ought to do more for you, sometimes they just can't. Some other people are pretty busy themselves. And you know, some of the people's excuses, the reason why I fell is because someone didn't help me out. Yeah. The fact is, Paul had to say, well, all men forsook me. You know what he said? The Lord stood with me. Amen. He stood with me. And though you can't see the Lord today, I want to tell you something. He's standing there. Paul's standing out time in the desert. He says, what is this? I persecuted the church. I get saved. They don't want to be around me. I don't blame them, really. And he strengthened me. And you today, you're burdened over your sin. You're going through a temptation. You say, I just don't think I can go anymore. I've come to the point in my life, there's nothing I can't handle if God gives it my way. The worst thing that can come in my life, if it comes in my life, I believe God's going to be able to give me the strength to bear it. And you better settle it today in your own hearts that God's able to strengthen you. God's able to let you take whatever's coming your way. God will help you. God will strengthen you. Well, that sounds good. May preach good. The fact is, it's hard. It's just hard when you're in that situation. But you know what? He abides faith. You know what my answer is to you today? The Lord. He'll stand. The Lord cares about you. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. We may go real quick this morning. That's okay. Praise the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. He says, God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of his Son, Christ our Lord. You want to know another thing I want to tell you this morning? You may be in a situation you don't like. You understand? Beating your head against the wall. No one understands. No one understands the things that you're going through. The fact is, God's faithful and He wants to walk with you. He cares about you. You know, the Bible said when Paul was in 2 Timothy, you know, the thing about it, the Lord is, the Bible says, let me quickly, just don't go over there, but in Hebrews chapter 4, see, it says in verse 15, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, amen, yet without sin. Amen. I see old Paul and he's out there in that desert and he's pretty sad about the whole matter. But the fact is, Jesus was feeling the same kind of pain, the same kind of troubles, the anguish of his soul, Jesus felt. You got a sickness in your family? Jesus feels it. Don't lie to yourself. Can't have a pity party. Can't have a pity party. I can feel sorry for people. I understand. The fact is, you just got to keep on going on. But the fact is, the Lord understands. And that's a comfort to me. That's a comfort to me when at least I can come home and I'm wiped out. I've been going 90 miles an hour and I'm whipped, you know. And I'm not being where I'm not allowed to be. I'm not doing the things I ought to do, it seems like. It seems like I'm just running around in circles. At least I can share with you. She can comfort me. She can say she understands. She can pray for me. You know what the Lord does? He'll intercede for you. God is faithful. And God wants to have fellowship with us. Well, one other thing about that. Psalms 20. Dealing with fellowship. Psalms 23. David was in a sort of like a gulf. Felt like he was going to lose it all. He says, though, in verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he says, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. And then he says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You know something? God's with you the whole way through. He's going to go with us the whole way through, whether through death or unto life. God's going to go with us. And it says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. You know, I want to go on thinking about the Lord. God also likes to fight. God's faithful. He abides faithful. And I find over in Joshua, where old Joshua's getting ready to, God's about to tell him to go over into Jericho and take that place. And you know, Joshua's getting ready. And Joshua looks over there. The Lord had already talked to him, but he sees a man standing over there. He sees a man with his sword drawn in his hand. And he goes over and finds out it's the captain. It's the captain of the host of
the
Lord.
It's the Lord himself.
And the fact is, the Lord's ready to go to fight. The Lord, the battle is the Lord. And the fact is, God's ready to fight for us. The Lord's ready to fight for us when we're really not ready to fight. And a lot of time, God has mercy in our life, and he fights for us, and he gives us victory. You know what the fact is this morning is? God's ready to fight for us. And God's on your side. And God wants us to conquer. God wants us to go on. God wants us to have the victory. Do you know that God's faithful? Do you know that he abides faithful? That'd be a good thing for us to know this morning. Look in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 3. Another thing God's able to do. He says, but the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. You know, I've been around this church for about 7 years. I've seen a lot of people go. And I've seen a lot of people come in and look like it was nothing going to stop these people. They love the Lord and it looks like they're just going to go on. But sooner or later down the line, it looks like they just fell. They just got tired. And the fact is, they gave up on God. And they came to a point in their life where they just didn't trust God no more. And they had a lack of faith. But Paul says over here, he says, the Lord is faithful, who shall establish you from evil. You know, I'm persuaded of God is God can work in my life. The fact is, will I believe God? Will I trust God? And the fact is, will we do this? Will we trust God? And then let him establish it. Keep us going on for him. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. It says, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. You know, I'm glad God called me to preach. The fact is, I'm not what I ought to be. But the fact is, God's called me to preach God's word. God's given me the opportunity to go out and tell other people how they may be saved. God's given me the opportunity to go and preach in his homes that are broken and give them Jesus. Nothing else. I ain't got much more. But give them Jesus. He's called me to a heavenly calling. The angels actually desire, wish they could do what we do. We look at witnessing, we look at going out visitation, and we look at it as like, man, I'm just tired. I've been going day and night. The angels of God would just love, the Bible says, love to get in one visit. And you would like just to go down at one time to the rescue, just the gospel. Stand up here at the pulpit. Just to go in somewhere. Just some little old child, giving them gospel. Watch that child get saved. What a thrill. And God's called us to a ministry. It says, faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Another thing I'm encouraged about, God will fulfill what he's called me to do. He will. Only thing I got to do is believe him. You know what that does for me? I says, I think I can keep on going on. I mean, when I'm tired, when I'm knocked out, it seems like, man, you ought to be doing better than this. God says he'll do it. Who also will do it. And then there's a call of salvation. God calls you to salvation. You know, you come here this morning, I don't know everybody here, but the fact is, God's called everyone to be saved. The Bible says he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And the fact is, today, you need Christ. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, go to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. He says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus. Verse 19. By a new and a living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful. That, you know, I'll tell you one thing this morning. If there's anything else you understand this morning, if you're not saved, I want to tell you that there's a Savior. He's able to deliver you. Amen. He's able to take every one of your sins and wash them away through his blood. He's able to deliver you from your situation. God is able to save your soul. Maybe not necessarily your situation, but take your life and have a heavenly home. Instead of headed for hell, headed for heaven. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, it says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. And what I want to tell you, one other thing this morning is, there's a gift from God. God said he'd take you and he'd save you if you'd call upon his name. Romans 10:13, it says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. I'd wonder if there's just one here this morning who knows that they need Jesus. George Valdez today is going to be baptized. It's a picture of what happened to him. It's not going to save his soul. It's not going to make him any better before God. Jesus has already made him perfect in the eyes of God. But what he's doing is he's testifying that God has come into his life, saved his soul. And he's going to follow the Lord in baptism. If there'd be one this morning who knows that they don't have Jesus. You know, confession, you know, you can say you have a lot of things. But the reality is just another completely different thing. And Jesus is such a better high priest, the Bible says. He's such a better high priest. You know, I don't have nothing against Catholics. But the fact is they just don't go according to the word of God. And these priests that they do their offices and the things that they do. And supposedly the picture of what happened, it's not right. It's not according to the word of God. And the fact is, there's a better high priest and his name is Jesus. Amen. You know, when I want to eat, I don't go to the garbage dump, you know? That's the food that's been thrown away. That's the food and I go to the refrigerator, and I get what's the best things out of that refrigerator, and I eat on them. And the fact is, Jesus is such a better high priest. He's true to God, and the Bible says he's able to save us to the uttermost. So I just bring that before you this morning. Would you trust Jesus? Would you call upon God? It's been a quick sermon, but it's what I got. And There's many. We're gonna have a baptism after this. But there's many brethren here this morning and many sisters who would be more than glad to talk to you about the Lord Jesus Christ, show you how to get saved, deal with you, show you from the Word of God how you can be saved. I am so glad someone showed me how to get saved one day. They took the Word of God. I didn't like it. I was mad. But the fact that he took the Word of God and he showed me how I must be saved, and I got saved after that. So I'd lift that up before you this morning. Let's go ahead and pray. Lord, we thank you that you abide faithful. We thank you that you're a true and faithful high priest, Lord, that all our sins have been paid for. It's by you, Lord. I pray for one this morning, Lord, that doesn't know you, Lord. I just pray that you deal with them, Lord, and show them how to come to the Savior and be saved, Lord. Lord, we pray for George that you just bless him as he's baptized, just a picture of what you've done for him, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for the food that you provided, Lord. We ask we'd have a good fellowship around the tables today, Lord. And bless us as we come back tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. The service isn't concluded until George is baptized. Either I think Steve's going to baptize him. Okay. Did you bring your...